Now, tradition, we have Josephus and some other writers who recorded traditional history, says that Mary's father was the scroll keeper in the temple and that she was raised in proximity to the temple. And we don't know that for sure, but there's some records of that. And I like that. But you know, God knows who to choose. He doesn't choose you because your ability. He doesn't choose you because you can do it. He chooses you because you will. And you don't have to have the ability. Whom God chooses, He equips. So she's going to carry the child. Now, Zacharias has not been able to speak. He did not believe his elderly wife was going to carry a child. And because he did not believe it, he was struck dumb. In other words, the glory of the Lord came upon him. Probably it was about a year, and he was not able to speak. But when he did speak, he gives us this marvelous, marvelous prophecy in Luke chapter 1 that begins in verse 67. You can imagine how quick he knew he had made a mistake. He knew he was wrong, and he couldn't say a word. Why strike him dumb? That's not vengeance. That's to keep him from saying the wrong thing, from interfering with faith. Because faith is what you believe and say. So sometimes we just need to remind ourselves, if you're not going to say the right thing, maybe you should not say anything at all. Have you ever said something you want to take it back? I have. I thought, oh, brother. Wayne said the other day, it'd be nice if you spoke faith. I thought, that would be good, wouldn't it? But look at the prophecy of Zechariah. That's where I want us to go. Verse 67, Father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. The minute they named him, 8 days they would have named the baby, taken him to the temple. And then Zacharias was able to speak. Filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, he has visited and redeemed his people. Now this tells us why God the Word was sent in human flesh, because he's going to be the sacrifice for man. And it says, he visited. Now if I came to your house for a visit, and I had two suitcases, and I said, they'll bring the rest of my stuff tomorrow, and I have to have my recliner. You'd wonder if I understood the word visit. Wouldn't you? One gentleman told me somebody stayed so long at his house, he started to go down the hall and put on his pajamas and come back and say, oh, are y'all still here? So we don't do that to people. We're very polite, aren't we? Very considerate of people's time. He visited. So when Jesus came to visit to earth, that was 3.5 years, 3 1/3 years, thereabouts. He came to visit. This word visit is very unique. It means to visit with a purpose, or to visit to help, to visit to relieve. He came to redeem. He came to save. He came to deliver a visit. Now, we used to visit my grandmother. In her elderly years, she dropped from probably, she weighed 100, 110 pounds, and she weighed less than 70 pounds. And there was a lot she couldn't do. And so somebody would go regularly to help her with different things that she just couldn't accomplish by herself. She was really, really small. Interestingly enough, my mother also dropped to less than 70 pounds before she died. And don't look at me, because it won't happen. But he visited, and he came with a purpose. He came to relieve. He came to help, just like we would go to help. We called her great granny because we come from a very legalistic family, and we had a granny, so she was the great granny. Visited and redeemed. That's the thing he came for. That's the help he came to give to redeem. Now, redeemed, nobody ever used that word. Have you ever redeemed anything? If you did, you probably didn't know it. But it means to buy back. Not just to buy, but to buy back. Now, if they pick your dog up and they call you, your dog is chipped, to come get your dog, you're going to have to go redeem it, because sometimes there's fees involved. They're not going to give him to you. You're going to have to pay the appropriate fee to go get your dog and to bring your dog back. And when you redeem something, you redeem it back. You bring back to yourself something that used to be yours that is no longer yours. See, we were made by the hand of God. Adam was, and we come from his lineage. We were made by the hand of God, and God sent Jesus because through sin we became children of the devil. We've covered that. Spiritually dead, which doesn't mean you weren't breathing or you were dead. It means you had the nature of Satan. And he's going to redeem or provide you a way to come back to God, to come back to Garden of Eden status. He's going to open that door and buy you back.